بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. الحمد لله رب العالمين. My dear brothers, all praise is solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who in His infinite mercy and grace has gathered us in His house, has invited us to His house, and to make the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to discuss the purpose of our creation, and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just come back from Pakistan. They kept on saying that whatever amal you do with a few sifats. You have the dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we sit here and our minds are somewhere else, it's like a person who went to the Baytullah. He's holding the ghilaf of the Baytullah, but his mind is in his shop or his practice back at home. Conversely, a person may be back at home and his heart and his mind is Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. So we're sitting here, we should sit with the dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should sit in a manner that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had advised us to sit in the gathering as close together. So is that if we put a cloth over our heads, there isn't a dip anywhere in the gathering. And we sit with mujahida of the nafs. Sometimes we want to sit in a very comfortable position which is conducive to sleep and lack of attention. But if we sit the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received wahi from Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to sit like in the tashahud position. And then afterwards, you can change our posture and come back. And we sit with fazail istizhar. We know that what we are going to get for sitting in such a gathering. And we sit for the sole pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, these sifats should come into each and every of our amal that we do, inshallah. So my dear brothers, this gathering, it may look small in our eyes, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a supreme gathering. It is a very beautiful gathering in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has certain angels that roam in the earth, around in the world, and they tashkeel each other, come, this is what you're looking for, and they come all down to such gatherings, and they throng around such gatherings, and they continue like this, until they reach the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a conversation then transpires between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the malaika, that where you coming from, and they say that they're coming from such and such a place, what is happening there, they are discussing your greatness, the dhikr of Allah is taking place there. What are they desiring? They're desiring Jannah. Have they seen Jannah? No, they haven't seen Jannah. If they had seen Jannah, then they would have been more desirous of Jannah. And what are they seeking protection from? It's a Jahannam. Have they seen Jahannam? No, they haven't seen Jahannam. Had they seen Jahannam, what would have been the case? They would be more fearful of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika something to this effect, that you bear witness that all the participants of that gathering, we have forgiven them, and we have converted their sins into virtues. So the malaika mentioned, there's a person that came there by and by, he wasn't part of the gathering initially. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something to this effect, that gathering is so blessed that the blessedness of that gathering also qualifies the other person for all the benefits of that gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I treat my banda according to his expectations of me. If he thinks of me, then I think of him. If he thinks of me in his heart, then I think of him in my heart. If he thinks of me in a gathering, then I think of him in a much superior gathering, and that is the gathering of the malaika. And if he comes to me walking, I come to him running. If he comes to me one span's length, I come to him a cubit's length. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is desirous to come to a person that is taking part in such a gathering. Our whole object and crux of our life is how we can find Allah. If we can find Allah, we've got it made. when the nearness of Allah, the qurb of Allah, the love of Allah, the pleasure of Allah, that is what is desirous. And Allah is giving us such gatherings that if we participate in that, Allah says, I think of my banda. So you can imagine how great this gathering is in the eyes of Allah. And usually when we go abroad and we're in foreign countries, then we speak of this one hadith in Fazail-i Zikr, that on the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect certain groups of people. Their faces will be bright with nur, and they will be sitting on mimbers of pearl. And they will be neither Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, nor will they be shuhada. So it's asked of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who are these people? How can we recognize them? How do we know who they are? Then the answer comes that they are people of different families and different languages, and they had assembled at one place to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now in our context, we have people of different countries, different languages, and different backgrounds. And inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also make us recipients of this reward, inshallah. So my dear brothers, this is a very blessed gathering. We've got to understand it so that we can appreciate it. Until we don't understand it, we wouldn't appreciate it. Like a little child that doesn't understand the value of the gift or the toy or whatever is given to the child, they don't appreciate it. So like that, my dear brothers, we should appreciate what a great gathering this is in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we've heard this over and over again, and it appears twice in the Qur'an Majeed, in the 13th and the 14th para, that وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, that the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us are innumerable and that cannot be counted. And amongst the ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, my dear brothers, is our eyesight. Imagine our eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes. We can see, we can differentiate size and color and shape. We can see our beloved ones and our grandchildren and children. We can see red and white and blue. We can see different shapes. We can see at a distance. How many things we can do with our eyes? We can look at the sky. We can look at the qudrat of Allah. We can look at the moon and the stars and the ships and the ocean and the birds and the forests and the insects. And all these things we can see with our eyes. Imagine, my dear brothers, a person who's got eyes, but Allah has snatched his sight away. All this is now not available to him. He can't see his beloved ones. He can't see his grandchild. He can't see different colors. People will have to explain to him what the sky is all about, what is the moon all about, what is the animals and fish all about. All of those things, my dear brothers, are now remote to him. He can't see those things. Similarly, the gift of hearing. Allah has given us hearing, the ability to hear. In the gift of seeing, we can look into the Quran and read. We can read Fazail Amal and Fazail Sadaqat and Hayat al-Sahaba. We can read it. We can enjoy it. But the person who hasn't got the sight, he has to have someone read it to him. The person can't hear. He can't hear all those beautiful words of Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can't hear the adhan. He can't hear the adhan at Baytullah even. He can't listen to the Quran. He can't listen to his child calling at him or his wife calling at him. And he's deprived of all those things. Then he realizes what a great ni'mat the sense of hearing was. Similarly, the sense of speech. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his qudrat, he's given us the sense of speech. If Allah so wishes, he can snatch it away at any point in time. This is the qudrat of Allah. Allah is Malik. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns us. Every organ of our body, every sense of ours, everything that we have, everything in the whole entire universe, Allah is the sole owner. So if a person does not have speech, then how is he going to call out the adhan? How is he going to recite the Quran? How is he going to speak about the greatness of Allah? How is he going to speak to his children and his family? So that great ni'mat is now snatched away from me. So the reason I'm speaking of these three ni'mas is in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That when you were in the wombs of your mothers, something to the effect, without your knowledge also. We gave you sense of hearing, your sight and your heart, for you to make shukr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us all those ni'mats for us to make shukr and get closer to Him. And elsewhere Allah says that all these ni'mats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about it. Every ni'mat of this, the sight, the hearing, the heart, these will be questioned about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you will be asked about, these ni'mats in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, all these ni'mats that are given to us, and not calling it the cherry on the top because it's an understatement, the great ni'mat that encompasses all other ni'mats is the ni'mat of Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman. Such a great ni'mat that it is priceless. We cannot attach a price to it. When kuffar on the day of Qiyamah will realize what loss they have now because they haven't brought Iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمْ مِلُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبَهُ وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. They will be regretful. They'll come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they will be prepared to exchange the whole world full of gold in exchange of Iman. It will be told to them, it's too late. For you is a grievous punishment. So this wealth of Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to us, my dear brothers, is something for us to treasure, to nurture, to strengthen, and see how we can leave this dunya with Iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman. وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. Allah, keep us steadfast with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take us from this world with complete Iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with complete Iman. This is the great gift, my dear friends. So Allah has sent us in this world for a very short time. In this world, we have come for a very, very short time. How short that time is? قَالَ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ فَاسْأَلِ الْعَادِينَ قَالَ إِنْ لَبِثْتُمْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It will be asked that how long did you tarry in the world? How long were you in the world? Then the answer will be it may be a day or part of a day. Ask the malaika that were recording it, something to this effect. Then it will be told to them that you stayed but for a very, very short time. قَلِيلًا, very short time in the world. The short time that Allah has given us in this world, my dear brothers, is very, very valuable. Because on it is based our eternal success or otherwise our failure in the akhirah. So how we spend this time today in our masjid, Mawlana Ilyas Patel Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, started his talk about, and he said that Allah takes a qasam by time that wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. His topic was not on wal asr, but he is speaking about the capital of time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The time that is so invaluable. It's one of those ni'mats like free time, like a good health, and time in another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are two ni'mats that are not utilized as they should be utilized. So he said that capital of time. Now we don't know, none of us know. We know our dates of birth, but we don't know our date of death. That can happen any time. So how we're going to value this capital of time will depend how we use the present moment of our life. How we can use our present moment is the best possible manner. When he was illustrating his example about the capital of time, he was speaking about the days of Zulhijjah that are coming, that the 10 days, wal fajri wa layalin ash, those 10 days of Zulhijjah which are so precious in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of the days of the year are as precious as the 10 days of Zulhijjah. Allah take us to those 10 days. And how we will spend our time there, keeping fast on one day, on the days of Zulhijjah, is like keeping fast for the whole year. Making ibadat on one night of the nights of Zulhijjah is like making ibadat on Laylatul Qadr. So the point made is that we got to value our time. Allah has given us this time in this world for us, for a specific purpose. That we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أَوْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ, that we are created for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And interpretation by ulama is that we recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fundamental in our lives. For our iman to nurture, for our iman to get strengthened, we have to recognize the zat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One Bedouin, he's making dua in his salah. And he's speaking about the greatness of Allah and the sifats of Allah and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, wa la tughayyiru al-hawadith, wa la yakhsha al-dawair, ya'lamu mathaqil al-jibal, wa maka'ayil al-bihar, wa adada qatr al-amtar, wa adada waraq al-asjar, wa adada ma ashraq alayhi al-layl, wa ashraq alayhi al-nahar, وما تواري إلا سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ولا بحر ما في قعري ولا جبل ما في وعري اجعل خير الأمر آخره وخير العمل خواتيمه وخير أيام يوم ألقاك فيه. This dua the Sahabi is making is a Bedouin. He's not a rocket scientist. But if you see the depth of his dua and to the extent that he is expressing his recognition of Allah and the qudrat of Allah, it's mind-boggling. He said, that zat that no eye has seen. No one has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can even describe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not affected by any calamities or any tragedies. This doesn't affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's beyond them. He's a creator of time. He's a creator of all these things. So that Allah that cannot be seen. So how do we recognize Allah that cannot be seen? The zat of Allah can't be seen. But in the creation of Allah, that's why I'm saying, those ni'mats I spoke about, the eyes and the ear and the ears and the tongue and the mind, those are all ni'mats that we got to use to see the qudrat and the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Ma'aisha radiallahu anha was asked that, what was unique in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you remember? She said, everything was unique. But one night he was under my quilt and we were taking rest. And then he took my permission and he said that, allow me to perform two rakats of salah. So he started performing his salah. And in his salah he wept so profusely that his beard was wet and his chest was wet. And he went into ruku and he continued crying. He went into sujda and his crying continued. And this continued right up till Bilal radiallahu anhu called out the Fijr Azan. So she tells Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, that Allah has forgiven you. What is the reason for you to exert yourself in this way? So he says, then shouldn't I be a grateful servant of my Allah when He has revealed these verses to me? And he reads out the verses that Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. That in the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elsewhere speaks about it, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Utba bin Rabia was sent by the mushrikeen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to get him to desist giving dawah to the greatness of Allah. After his uncle had been to him, and he told his uncle that if you put the moon in my right, a sun in my right hand, and in the moon in my left hand, there's no chance of me giving up calling towards the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, at that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave dawah to, after he gave his whole lengthy speech to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the dawah and read out Surah Hamim Sajda to him. After the first ruku comes the lines explaining, are you still going to refute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? قُلَ إِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ وَتَجَعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ سَوَاءً لِلسَّائِلِينَ ثم استوى وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض قيا طوعا وكرها قالت أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها وزينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وحفظا ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. That Rabb who has created the earth in 2 days, are you going to refute that Rabb? That Rabb that in the following 2 days He put in the barakat in the ground and the mountains to stabilize the earth. In 4 days, all of that was done. Then he turned his attention to the cloud of smoke in the sky. And then he addressed the skies and the earth and said, would you subject yourself to your Lord willingly or unwillingly? They said, willingly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then changed that cloud of smoke into 7 skies. And the skies, each of them had a malaika deputed to each of the skies. And the sky that was the lowest and closest to the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorated it with stars. And all this took place in the matter of 6 days. There's no Big Bang theory or anything. This is mentioned in the Quran. In 6 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then Allah was on His arsh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the qudrat to do as He wishes. So this is for us to see the greatness of Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Allah is that being that alternates day and into night and night into day. No one else can do this. This is the great power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He exhibits. In fact, He questions us that قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِدِيَعَاءَ أَفَلَا تَسْمَعُونَ. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That ask them, O Nabi of Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were to make night to continue from now till Qiyamah, is there any other ilah that can bring day again? Then won't they listen? Then if Allah had to make day last from now till Qiyamah, is there any other ilah that can bring night again? Then won't they see? وَمِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهِ وَلِتَبْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. That out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given us daylight for us to carry out our tasks, and He's given us night to take rest. This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. These are the signs for those people that have intelligence to see the qudrat and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do they say? لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And then they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all postures and at all times, standing, sitting, reclining. And then they say, oh Allah, you have not created all of this in vain. Subhanaka, glory be to you. And they ask for protection from the fire of Jahannam. So in every possible posture, in every possible way, they're remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in them. That this is all created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we don't understand that our program is such a comprehensive program. That if we do the things that we are asked to do by our elders, my dear brothers, we will be benefiting from all of this. The dhikr that we've got to do to get the dhyan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the time that we speak about making the dhikr after asr and after fajr, my dear brothers, we fall short on it. So many, illa mashallah. So we have to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day of our life. We say that person that makes a zikr of Allah for a short while in the morning and a short while in the evening, Allah suffices for him for the rest of the intervening periods. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at those hearts that are all the time connected to the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, so this is what this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the whole night read this, and he said, woe unto that person who reads these ayats of the Quran and he doesn't ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear brother, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is shouting out the greatness of Allah. That blade of grass is telling us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. The tree is telling us who Allah is. That cow is telling us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That animal is telling us who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Everything has been created by Allah. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِمَّا فَمِنُ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِي وَمِنُ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنُ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَ يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has created everything from the medium of water. Those animals that traverse on their bellies, those animals that traverse on twos, on fours, everything is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is calling out the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Better one is making this dua that, oh, that being that no eye has seen, oh, that being that no one can imagine and no one can describe the greatness of the Allah, and nothing affects the time and the whatever happens does not affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who made the Ashabi Kaf sleep for what? 900 plus years. Did it affect their bone structure? Did it affect their well-being? They were nourished. They were not malnourished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranged for them to be changing their posture and the sun to be shining from different sides in the cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got qudrat over all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, my dear brothers, who gave safety to Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the fish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one, my dear brothers, that protected Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam in an inferno. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. Those things don't affect the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says that يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ وَمَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ وَعَدَدَ قَتْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the weights of the mountains of the world. In all the mountains of the world, someone I met one of the days, he says, of the seven highest mountains of the world, five are in Pakistan. I said, I don't know about it. I'm coming from Pakistan, but I don't know about it. But anyway, Mount Everest is like 8.8 kilometers high. And Allah, that is only one mountain. It's like good 100 kilometers as pegged in the ground. Allah knows the weights of all the mountains in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the volume of all the waters in all the oceans of the world. There's a point in the northern Pacific Ocean, I think called Mariana Trench, that is about like 10 or 11 kilometers deep. In other words, if we take Mount Everest, pick it up, and drop it into the Mariana Trench, it will be sunken. It will be covered by water. So deep is the water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the volumes of all the waters in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about each drop of rain that falls. وَأَدَدِ الْقَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ. Whatever has fallen from the beginning of time and will fall till the end of time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the number of raindrops that come down. Each one comes with a separate malaika. Each one comes with a separate mission. What will it do? Will it be a water for a plant? For an animal, will it just be run off water? What is the final outcome of the water? Every malaika comes out with it, never to return again. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the number of leaves in all the forests of the world. So many different shapes and shades of green and sizes of the leaf and so many trees in the forests of the world. Allah knows the exact count of it. Allah knows which leaf will fall when, how many revolutions it will take, where on the ground it will fall, whether it will just wash off, whether it will be compost for the earth, what is going to be the outcome of the leaf, all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine how comprehensive is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And who is speaking about this? A Bedouin. He's speaking about the greatness of Allah and he's showing the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything on the earth and the oceans, and that leaf that falls, whether it's moist or dry, organic or unorganic, and what is going to be the final outcome of it. Allah has in His knowledge everything in detail written in His kitab. So this is that Allah that we're speaking about. He knows everything, my dear brothers. We've got to know in our heart. This is a requirement for us to know in our heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the knower of everything, sees everything. So they describe nicely that on that, underneath that black rock, on the blackest and pitch black night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see that ant that's underneath the rock, hears the ant, and Allah is also feeding that ant. This is our Allah. So this Bedouin is describing the sifats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says that one layer of earth cannot hide from Allah what is in the other layer of earth. One layer of water cannot hide from Allah what is in the other layer of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. Now, أَوْكَ ذُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَخْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِّن فَوْقِهِ صَحَابٌ ذُلُمَاتٌ بَعْدُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْدٍ. That in the water, after a certain depth, you can't even see your palm of your hand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what. At the depth of the ocean is that little creature that is not getting crushed by the tons and tons of water that is above it. Who is doing that? Allah. It is for us to keep on speaking about it so that the greatness of Allah can settle in our hearts. Once that happened, to carry out the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes easy. To implement the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it becomes easy. This sahabi then ends off with a dua in his salah. He says that, "O Allah, make the last part of my life the best part of my life. Make the last action of my life the best of my actions. And O Allah, make the day that I meet you the best of my days." So my dear brothers, we've got to see every day we've got to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we're coming from Pakistan now, they give an elan after every namaz. And this is where our success lay. Hamari aur aapki aur puri insaniyat ki kamyabi Allah ne deen mein rakhi hai. Aur deen hamari zindagi mein aayega Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki mehnat par. And khatme nabuwat ki barkat se humko ye sochna hai ki kaise deen sari insaniyat mein aajaye. So that is a comprehensive da'wah that we are given. And that is what we're sitting here for. How the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into its entirety into my life. Because Allah has kept our success only in deen. Allah has perfected our deen, has given it to us as a ni'mat. And He says, "I have chosen this for you." On the days of Hajj, "Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islamu deena." That this is your way of life. And your success is only in this. The person who wants success in his life, if he wants 100% success, he must get 100% of deen in his life. If he wants 50% of success, he'll have 50% of deen in his life. So everyone has to strive for 100% of deen. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally, entirely. Every aspect of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How it can come into my life, how it can come into the life of my family, how it can come into the life of my neighborhood, how it can come into the life of the people of my city, of my country, of the entire humanity. This is the fikr that we have to come with every Friday when we come. How this deen can come alive in the four corners of the world. How the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam can become alive in every home. How our localities can be like the locality of Madinatul Munawwara at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam left it. How our homes can be the homes of the Sahaba at the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the actual maqsad of the whole effort, how we can get there. So when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to make the effort of deen. Like this elan goes, that deen hamari zindagi mein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ki mehnat se aayega. And what is that effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? When we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what we're trying to learn, how we can get the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in our life. The effort, my dear brothers, we're saying it all the time, how this can become a reality, that we have that da'wah, ta'lim and ta'allum, dhikr and ibadat, and khidmat, and the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how that can become a reality in each and one, every one of our lives. That is why, my dear brothers, we have to sometimes take stock of the time that we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when a person goes to, I'm seeing Dr. Sam here, so the person who qualifies as a doctor, he's got to go to the hospital for some training. And so a dentist, and like that an engineer has got to go into his field for some training. And then he's got to come back and practice his field. Like that, our training is when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're going just for a training period. When we come back is when we've got to actually do the work. So when we go in the training period, and if that doctor goes to the hospital and doesn't do what he has to do, when he comes back, he's in danger, and the people he treats also, they also in danger. So we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we don't do what we have to do, this amal that we are asked to do. We come back, then within a few weeks, we find that we're slipping. We can't even keep up with the masjid war amal, etc. So it is very important that when we go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this work is part and parcel of it. The work is, the basis of the work is qurbani. Some qurbani is going to come. You know, when we went now, so the Amir Sahib tells you after the morning fikr, go for 45 minutes of gush. Breakfast not ready now, you can carry on for gush. So you go for gush. You meet the people in there, standing and waiting for the buffalo to be milked and for them to get their fresh milk. Then you go to the other place, busy with the chapatis, to get the chapatis hot and ready. So wherever you go, you got lines there. You can give dawah to 15, 20 people in that 45, 50 minutes. When you come back, after Zohar, the Amir Sahib says, now 15, 20 minutes you can go for gush again. So it is against the grain. Now, you know, it's hot now. After 3-4 days, today I had a bath. And I'm going to go out now. I'm going to be finished in the heat. You go out in the heat, your clothes are stuck to your body. That's our qurbani. That is a sacrifice we got to make. Such minimal sacrifice. But if we don't do that and spend our time like giving that dawat when we have to give that dawat, after Fijr is dawat, after Zuhr is dawat, after Asr is the gush, after Maghrib is the bayan, after Isha, before supper is going to go give dawat again. So dawat all the time. That is what is required in this effort. We have to call towards the greatness of Allah so that our iman can be made, so that it is easy for us to be obedient to the commandments of Allah, so that the sunnah way and the amal of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam come into our life. Talim and ta'allum, 2 hours of talim every day. We go for 40 days in the path of Allah, my dear brothers. 40 days of talim has to take place. If we don't have 40 days of 2 hours talim, then you see, we have to be 40 days of tahajjud namaz, 40 days of takbir ula, 40 days of talim, 40 days of gush, 40 days of each of the amal, then we will be spending our time properly. Then when we come back, it is very easy for us just to slip into the 5 amal and carry on with the effort, because that is the whole intention, that we come back and continue with that. 8 months or the rest of the year, 9 chillas of the year we at home, 8 chillas of the year. One only we went out in the path of Allah. But the effort has to continue. So those 4 amals of hidayat, my dear brothers, they have to bring into our lives the 5 amals of the masjid. And when we do that, that will bring into our lives the 6 sifat that we're talking about. The 6 sifat are just not to be spoken about, how we can actually physically get it in our life. That iman has to be made in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever halat, whatever condition befalls me, I'm ready, I can weather the storm, I can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, the qibla of namaz is the baytullah, but the qibla of our heart has got to be Allah. Under every circumstance, whatever condition we faced with, immediately the heart has to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the effort that has to be made all the time, my dear brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the great effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is how we can do this effort and take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, their iman was not on their tongues. Their iman was embedded deep down in their heart. Bilal radiallahu anhu is whooped at night and he's dragged with a boulder on his chest during the day. And what comes ringing out? Ahad the one Allah, ahad the one Allah. Because the iman was made. Khabbab bin Alarat radiallahu anhu, his bare back is rolled over cinders of charcoal. The fat and the blood that comes out from them, my dear brothers, that extinguishes the fire. How much of fat and blood must have come out for that fire to be extinguished? They had gained the pleasure of Allah. They had understood what iman is and what effort has to be made, my dear brothers. Sahabas had that reality in their life. That is why, my dear brothers, when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjugated the entire creation to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innama ad-dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all the things in the whole universe, whether it is in the creation of animals, of fish, or whatever else there is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that for the benefit of insan. But insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for akhirah. And so long as an insan makes an effort for akhirat, my dear brothers, the rest of the creation will become subjugated to this this insan. So we hear all the time. Allahu alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa anzala min as-samai ma'an fa akhraja bihi min ath-thamarati rizqan lakum wa sakhkhara lakum al-fulka litajriya fil bahri bi amri wa sakhkhara lakum al-anhar وسخر لكم الشمس والقمر دائبين وسخر لكم الليل والنهار وآتاكم من كل ما سألتموه وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. So everything was subjugated to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu we see it. So it's not in only in the time of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he comes to the ocean, he's asked to strike that water with his asa. Now, the water has a fluid quality, it's liquid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it in that fashion. And it stays in that fashion only unto the point that Allah wants it. Allah at any point in time can change the property and the function of His creation as He wishes. In the case of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, 12 pathways were open in the ocean for Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the 12 tribes to pass. Solid walls were erected on either side of the pathway. So, and windows were opened for them in those walls so they could converse with each other. This is the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they had this iman that was strong like mountains. You couldn't waver the iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. So Ala bin Hadrami radiallahu anhu, when he goes in the expedition of Bahrain and they have to cross over the ocean, so just Ya Aliyu, Ya Adimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Karimu, and they cross the ocean. Not even the hooves of the animals get wet. So here in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the whole property of the water had to be changed. It had to be made solid so that we could understand that they traversed through the ocean. Here with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the property of the water remained. But still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took these Sahabis over the ocean without even the hooves of the horses getting wet. In another expedition, my dear brothers, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas and the other Sahabis, when they went to another expedition in Madian, then they crossed the Tigris River, my dear brothers, when it was in full flood. And when the horses used to get tired, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to make the mound of earth come up. The horses could rest on it for a while, and then when they're ready to go, the mound of earth used to go down and the horses traverse. The water only reached the saddles of the horses. But they traveled through that whole area and they conquered the place they were going to. That was called the Battle of the Mounds, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them by that. So Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, that whole ocean and the Tigris River was made subservient to them. When Amr bin Abil As, Amr bin As was the governor of Egypt, and the custom there was that a young beautiful virgin was taken and dressed. First they used to go to the family, pay them a handsome amount, get the lady from them, dress her up and throw her into the River Nile to make the River Nile flow. And it was a month when they usually do it. I think the month of Buna that they usually used to do it. So Amr bin Abil As wrote to Umar radiallahu anhu that this is the custom in this place. And I told them that we don't follow any customs. So Umar radiallahu anhu agreed with him that all customs should be abolished. And then he wrote a letter to the governor, Amr ibn As, and he wrote a letter to the River Nile. And he addressed that this is the servant of Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, to the River Nile of the Egypt people. And if you are flowing on your own accord, we don't need you to flow. But if you are flowing because of the one and powerful Allah, we ask the one and powerful Allah to make you flow. So they threw that piece of paper into the Nile, and they say the very next day, the Nile was flowing 16 arms length. Until today, that river is flowing. Because it was made musakhar, it was made subservient to the servants of Allah, to the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in. That's why they could do that. Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was made subservient to the Sahaba, because the iman was so strong in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the battle of Khandaq, when there was the enemy, that we read that incident of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu in Fazail al-Amal, that he went. But the assistance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them in that expedition was with the winds and the angels. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dhkuru ni'matallahi alaykum idh ja'atkum junudun fa arsalna alayhim riha wa junudan lam taruha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do you remember that time I sent the winds to you to assist you, and they uprooted the tents and they threw over their big pots and they created everything in disarray, and they all dispersed from the battlefield. This Allah is showing that He used the wind that time for the assistance of the Sahaba. Allah can use the wind any way He wants to. In the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the winds to destroy them. بِرِيحٍ سَرْسَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا فَتَرَكُمَ فِيهَا سَرْعًا. It's for 7 days and 8 nights. A fierce wind came, and those people of Ad that said that they were strong and powerful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them with the wind. So every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's the wind, whether it's the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can use it any way He wishes. If the ummati becomes subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that creation becomes subservient to Him. In the time of Qarun, when he disobeyed and he didn't want to give the zakat, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not forgive them and they got sucked up into the earth. They went right deep into the earth. But in the case of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, the battle of Uhud, when the Sahabas were buried, Jafar bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu, he says that my father told me on the night before the battle of Uhud that, oh my son, after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you the most. When I am going to battle tomorrow, I've got this strong feeling that I will be martyred. So I ask you to pay my debts and I ask you to look after your sisters. So on the next day, it so happens that exactly as he says, he became shaheed in the battle of Uhud. When the martyrs of Uhud were being buried, then he buried his father together with another Sahabi. And then he left it like that. After 6 months, he thought to himself that I've buried my father with someone else. Let me exhume his body and bury him separately. After 6 months, when he exhumed the body was as fresh as he buried it on that day. The place where the wounds were, when he lifted the hand, it started bleeding freshly. The Sahaba's body, the earth didn't even touch it. There in Karun, the earth swallowed it. Here the Sahaba's bodies were not even touched by the earth. There was small indication on one of his earlobes, but that was it. And again after 40 years, when Muawiyah radiallahu anhu wanted to build a canal, they had to again shift the bodies. After 40 years, he dug up the grave of his father, and it was still same supple body as if he was just buried. The third incident takes place with the Sahaba of the battle of the martyrs of Uhud. 46 years, there was a flood after 46 years of initial burying. And when they exhumed the body again, that body was still as fresh as it was. Amr bin Jamu's body was knocked with a spade or something. And when they took out the finger where he was hurt, that bled profusely. And when they left him, the finger went back into that position to block that bleeding. So this is a treatment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives His servants that have given up everything and have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, this is the effort that we have to make also. How the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come into our lives in an entirety so that we can follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because in the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our success. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Tell them, O my Nabi, if they love Allah, then they must make your itaat. If they make your itaat, I'll love them and I'll forgive them and I'm merciful, all merciful. So every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to bring into our life. We have to speak about his dress code. We have to speak about his eating, his sleeping, his transactions in the battlefield, with the neighbors, with his wives, with the family. All those aspects of the life, my dear brothers, have to be brought into our lives. And therefore, my dear brothers, the talim is so important even in our homes. If we bring the talim alive in our homes, then we find that jazbat of when listening to the lives of the Sahaba and how they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the minutest detail, that jazbat will be created in them also to bring the way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their life. A Sahabi is traveling after a long some time after the demise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He comes to a place and he halts for a while, he gets off and he goes in that situation of as if he's relieving himself. When he comes up, his companion asks him, what have you done? He said, when I travel with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this very pathway, at this place he stopped and he relieved himself. I could not pass this place possibly without imitating what he did. This is to the extent that they followed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajmeen enacted that because they saw the success in that. In one battle when the victory was being delayed, they found out that the miswak was not being practiced as it should. They started practicing with the miswak and the enemy thought they sharpening the teeth and they achieved victory in that battle as well. So every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept success. And every sunnah is just not a sunnah. It is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths put together. In the Sahaba's life, my dear brothers, there was no sunnah and wajib and mustahabbat and all. In the lives of the Sahaba, whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, they did exactly as he did. This was their, they saw their success in that. So my dear brothers, we have to also try and bring that into our lives. Once when Aisha radiallahu anha saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a very happy mood, she asked him to make dua for her. So she said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua that, O Allah, forgive Aisha and forgive her sins, that which she of the past, of the present, secretly and openly. So when the dua was made, she was very happy, and out of joy her head fell on the lap of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked her, "Oh Aisha, are you happy with my dua for you?" So she tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Oh Nabi of Allah, with such a dua, why shouldn't I be happy?" So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Oh Aisha, I make this dua for my ummah 5 times a day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, concerned for the ummah, how this ummah also can come unto full deen, be saved from the fire of Jahannam, and enter Jannah. This was the cry of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One of the Sahabis says that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once read the dua that Ibrahim Alayhi Salatu Wasalam made for his ummah, that Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, wa man asani fa innaka ghafurur rahim. Oh my Rabb, they have been misled by the idols. Those that Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas, faman tabi'ani fa innahu minni, those that made my itayat, they are from me. And those that didn't, oh Allah, you are most forgiving. Then he read the dua that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made, that in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim, that if you punish them they are but your servants, and in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk wa in taghfir lahum fa innaka antal azizul hakim, and if you forgive them you are mighty and wise. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam raised his hands and he started sobbing, "Oh Allah, my ummah, oh Allah, my ummah." He profusely continued trying until Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came down and said, "Allah wants to know, Habibullah, what is your crying for?" He said, "I'm worried about the condition of my ummah." So he goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, comes back to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he will keep you happy with regards to your ummah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says once, and a malaika came to him, and he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to know that if you want half your ummah to go to Jannah, or do you want to have the permission to intercede? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I rather intercede, because I am hopeful that much more than half of my ummah will go to Jannah." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's concern was for his ummah at all the time. In fact, it is said that on the day of Qiyamah, everyone will be in disarray, and they wouldn't know what to do. So people will go to Adam alayhi salam, and Adam alayhi salam will say that, "I cannot intercede for you. This is beyond me. I can't do it. What, you should go to Ibrahim Khalilullah. He is a friend of Allah." When the people will go to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he will say that, "I am unable to intercede. You rather go to Musa Kalimullah. He speaks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then the people will go to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he'll also be saying, "Nafsi, nafsi." He say, "I won't be able to do anything for you. Better you go to Isa alayhi salam. He is Ruhullah, Kalimatullah. That he is the spirit of Allah and he is the speech of Allah." Then they go to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and there also he says that, "I'm unable to intercede on your behalf. You should go to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam." And when they go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, "Yes, I will intercede for you." And then he says that he goes to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Nabi of Allah that your intercession will be accepted. He teaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam some words of praise. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes into sujda. He says, "At this point in time, I don't know those words." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will teach him at that point in time. He reads those words of praise in sujda. And when he reads that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "Oh Nabi of Allah, raise your head. Raise your head, my Habibullah. Speak and it will be heard. Ask and it will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be accepted." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Ya ummati, ya my Rabb, my ummat, oh my Rabb, my ummat." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, "O Nabi of Allah, go to Jahannam. Take out all those people that had iman to the value of, to the amount of a grain of barley." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to Jahannam, and all those people are taken out of Jahannam. And he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and again pleads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Rab ummati, ya Rab ummati." And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "I'll go back into sujda and I will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same way." And Allah will say, "Oh Habibullah, raise your hand. Speak and it will be heard. Ask and it will be granted. Intercede and your intercession will be granted." Then Allah will say, "Go to Jahannam and take out all those people that have iman equivalent to a mustard seed." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will go again, and those ummatis will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam, and they will be entered into Jannah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the third time will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Rabbi Ummati, Ya Rabbi Ummati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that he prays Allah and he gets up and says, speak and it will be heard, and ask, it will be granted, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does that, intercede again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said, take out from Jahannam all those people that had the slightest iman of a mustard seed. Then again people will be taken out from the fire of Jahannam and will be entered into Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go the fourth time, and when he goes the fourth time, the same will transpire. He'll again praise Allah, he'll again be told to ask, and he'll ask for his ummah to be forgiven. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, take out from the Jahannam every person who just read La ilaha illallah and did no other action. Then those people that were there, but Allah says, by my grace, by my benevolence, by my majesty, I will take out all those people who just said La ilaha illallah. In another hadith, this continues in another way, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that now all the malaika have interceded, all the anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam have interceded, all the mu'mineen have interceded. Now it only remains the one Rahman, the one most merciful of those that show mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a group from the fire of Jahannam in his hand, and there will be people that will be already gone dark like charcoal and black. Allah will bathe them in the river of life in front of Jannah, and they will come out like pearls, will go with a gold band around their neck, and they will be taken to Jannah. So the Jannatis will know that these are the group of people that came from Jahannam. They will have that gold band around their neck. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then tell those people that now you enter Jannah, and what you see is yours. Then they will tell Allah, Allah, oh Allah, all this is for us. We haven't had any of this at all. So Allah says, that is not all. Today you will see that I am pleased with you, and I will never ever be displeased with you. When this happens, they will be overjoyed by the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not rest till he gets his ummah forgiven. How every ummati of his, we are the ummatis of that Nabi who had this gham and the worry and the fikr, how every person can be saved from the fire of Jahannam and enter Jannah. Therefore, my dear brothers, we have to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to develop this fikr in our hearts, how these amals can come alive in our lives and in the lives of the entire ummah. How these amals can also be alive in our homes. Our homes can become makatibs. Our home can become marakis of deen. Our home can become khankas. Our home can be a place where deen is flourishing at all times. All this has to happen. We have to worry about it. How it will come about? When we give time to the masjid. We all the time give our daily time to the masjid. We are regular with our amal in the masjid, my dear brothers. Our 3 days are given at a specific time. All that will come into being. Then we'll find, my dear brothers, that deen will come alive in our areas also, and deen will flourish in our homes. So who, inshallah, is ready to give some time to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
MashaAllah, make niyat, inshallah. Hafiz Sahib has poured his heart out, mashallah. Let us now make niyat, inshallah. First, tashkil, inshallah, those who have not spent 4 months, inshallah, 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, make niyat, inshallah.
What's your name? Ibrahim, which masjid?
Rastenburg, mashallah. Ibrahim, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Ibrahim by Rastenburg, mashallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Hafiz Ibrahim, inshallah, mashallah. Mashallah, 40 days, mashallah. Allah accept. Keep making niyat, inshallah. First tashkil, those who not spend 4 months, inshallah, make niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Go to in the company of our elders, inshallah. Fahim, mashallah. Allah accept. Hindi road, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Asher by Wellington, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Those who have spent 4 months also, because Takaza, our 4 months parallel jamaat is ending. Just over a week's time, inshallah. We need, before the Jamaat ends, we need a Jamaat to start, inshallah. So those who have spent 4 months, they can make niyat, inshallah. Our istima is in front of us. We will make effort in the outlying areas, those places where the name of Allah is not taken. People from those areas will come in a part of Allah, come to the istima, we will get the reward. All the good deeds that will take place in those areas, we will get a share. A little bit sacrifice, inshallah. So the second takaza, inshallah, those who have not spent 4 months, make niyat for 4 months. And those who have spent 4 months, inshallah, haven't spent pedal, haven't walked in a part of Allah, let us make niyat, inshallah, to walk in a part of Allah, inshallah. One brother will start, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala will complete the Jamaat. We'll get the reward of the whole Jamaat, inshallah. Who makes niyat, inshallah? 4 months walking in the path of Allah, inshallah. Name? Muhammad Parak, mashallah. From the Ishtima, 4 months, inshallah. Kendall Muhammad Parak, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah, mashallah. Bunyal for a Jamaat from the Ishtima, inshallah. Before the Ishtima also, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. From our areas, we can make niyat, inshallah. Different areas, different halkas, we make niyat, we go back, we make fikr, inshallah. Next week, we come with the Jamaat, inshallah. For Allah is easy, inshallah. We make niyat, we make effort, inshallah. We ask Allah, inshallah. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Ourselves, we can get ready from our area, from our masjid. Ji, Abdul Wahab, mashallah, 4 months, Allah accept, inshallah. Tawun, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. 4 months, 4 months pedal. Now Ijtima season, inshallah. How we can take out Jamaats before the Ijtima, from the Ijtima, alhamdulillah, one Jamaat from Peter Marisburg in 4 months, foreign, inshallah. So how we also, each area, inshallah, how we can make fikr, 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal. Now Ijtima season is easy for us to make effort. We have to meet everyone. When we go with Takaza. Person hasn't spent time, we take him out for 3 days, take him out for 40 days. He has spent time making it for 4 months. Those who are 4 months, make the tashkil for 4 months foreign, 4 months pedal, inshallah. Each person is a takaza, inshallah, in front of us. We meet him, da'ud for the ishtima with tashkil, inshallah. So who else, inshallah, makes niyat, inshallah? We can make niyat on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our areas also. 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, inshallah. Each area, inshallah, we take this takaza, inshallah. Allah will complete the jamaat, inshallah. MashaAllah, Faisal by mashallah, Springo Beach, 4 months foreign, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. One person behind him is a complete jamaat. Many of us know, jamaat starts with one person. One person comes out, makes fikr Jamaat complete. This pedal Jamaat that's out now started one person. Complete Jamaat almost finishing in 4 months. So every Jamaat starts like this. We get ready, we make fikr, we get the full reward of the full Jamaat, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. Foreign, 4 months. Pedal, 4 months. IPP, those are not spent, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Now it's very important time, inshallah. We make niyat, inshallah. How we can come out. We don't look at what's in our pocket. We don't look at what's in our bank account. We look at the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah doesn't need anything to take us out. We turn to Allah. We ask Allah. Last week, Haji Mahmood Sahib was saying one person, 8 years he made niyat and he was collecting. After 8 years he made niyat and he started to cry. When he came, the brothers asked him what happened. He said, every year, every Friday for 8 years I'm making niyat. Now, the niyat has become a reality. Now, Allah ta'ala has made it such, I got insufficient to go in the path of Allah. So we have to keep making niyat, making effort, asking Allah. Allah will make the means. We can't understand how it will happen to. Keep making niyat, inshallah. 4 months, inshallah. This is a takaza. First takaza, go to the company of our elders, and learn the effort, come back and do the effort. As Hafiz Sahib was saying, very, very important. We have to go. Many of our elders have left. Very few elders are left. Senior who spend time in the company of our senior elders, how we can go and benefit from them. This is very, very important. Go to the Marrakesh where people are giving sacrifice. We see people there, what sacrifice they're giving is mind-boggling. When we were in Pakistan also, we met one brother. He spent 4 times 1 year in the path of Allah. 4 times 7 months. And we never asked him how many 40 days and 4 months. And when we saw his house made of rocks. This asbab looked like it's not possible to even go out of the country. But he went 8 times out of the country. And besides that, we don't know how many 4 months, 40 days. And giving time all the time. So Allah Ta'ala will open the way. We have to put ourselves forward, inshallah. People far away from the Markaz too. Maybe the Markaz, yeah, he only comes once in a year. But what Qurbani is giving. So this, when you see people like this, we go to these places, then we will get inspired. Our Qurbani is small. Our 4 months is small. Our 40 days is very little. It's a very, very big work ahead of us, inshallah. So the starting point is 4 months, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Those who have not spent 4 months, let it. Our elders say we set a date. Now, after 1 month, after 2 months, after 3 months, whichever, but we set a date, we work towards it. When a proposal takes place, and there's no date set, when the nikah will take place? No one knows when the nikah. Very soon can be a few years too. But the first step after they set a date, then the nikah will take place. Similarly, we make niyat, we set a date, we work towards it. Allah will make it happen. Sometimes before that also, Allah will take us out. But we make niyat, important, so set a date, and we work towards it. Who else makes niyat, inshallah? Together with inshallah, very important takaza. Every halka, one cash jamaat 40 days. We've got a big ishtima coming in front of us. Every single baligh male for the whole of KwaZulu Natal has to be met. Has to be, tashkil has to be made to go in the path of Allah before the ishtima. So when he comes to the ishtima, he can take benefit. For that to happen, we need jamaat to be moving. the whole province, every halka, every masjid, every musalla, every door to be knocked. For that, we are those who have spent time is our taqaza. This is a very, very important time. Jamaat will go out before the ishtima. This is the jan of the ishtima, the life of the ishtima. What will happen in the ishtima will be based on the qurban and sake of this jamaat. So inshallah, let us see. Maybe our time will come later, after ishtima, our time will come end of the year. But the time of ishtima is that time where we have to make age piche. We are bringing our time forward for the sake of the fikr of ishtima. So who makes niyat, inshallah? We are not ready. But now, inshallah, our fikr ishtima will get ready, inshallah. Speaking of his, mashallah, one jamaat, mashallah. To God, one jamaat, mashallah. Keep making niyat like this, inshallah. There's no jamaat in front of us. It came in our heart now. We make the niyat. It takes 10 brothers, 8 brothers to complete a jamaat. Not hard. We've got a few hundred people in our area. Dr. Siddiq, mashallah. Ji. Masturat, one jamaat, USA, mashallah. Dr. Barak Sahib, mashallah. Ji, who else, inshallah? Ashabul, Dr. Barak Sahib, mashallah. Ji, Mon Abdullah, inshallah. Canada Avenue, mashallah. Allah accept. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Every area make niyat. We go back, make a list. We got a list of the brothers. We go and make the tashkil. We may not be able to get ready. Somebody else will get ready. We'll get the full reward. Jamaat will come out. They'll make effort. They'll do better effort than us. But we'll get the reward. Little bit sacrifice. Our eldest say person, he sacrificed few minutes of his time. Mashallah, Muya Bang, mashallah, Allah accept. Few minutes of his time he sacrificed. Few minutes of family time, few minutes of eating time. 4 months Jamaat got ready. That few minutes became more valuable than 4 months. He never go for the 4 months. He only sacrificed some of his time. But the value of that, those moments are more than 4 months. Because all the whole Jamaat's 4 months of Amal all came into his account for the little bit sacrifice. So our sacrifice doesn't have to be great. But we have worry, we have concern. Take the takaza of the markaz home and make fikr. Allah will give us the Jamaat. And we'll get the full reward of the Jamaat even if we don't come out in the Jamaat. So which areas make niyat, inshallah? Every area to make niyat, inshallah. Phoenix, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Every area to make niyat. As many Jamaats as possible. Minimum every halka, one Jamaat. Imam Nawawi, one Jamaat, mashallah. Keep making niyat. Every area. We've got many areas here. We make niyat, we go back, make fikr. It's not much. 10 brothers only we need for one Jamaat. More Jamaats, inshallah, even better, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Mashallah, Springo Beach, mashallah. Another Jamaat, mashallah. Allah accept, inshallah. Every area, inshallah, every masjid, every musalla has the potential to take out a Jamaat, inshallah. It just requires us to make fikr, inshallah. Allah will make it happen. We can't do anything. Everything is in Allah's hands. We put our trust in Allah. Allah will make it happen. But we must take the taqaza, have talab, show our talab to Allah. Allah will make it happen, inshallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. All areas, inshallah. Many areas are here, inshallah. Let's make niyat. Even if we are not coming out, we'll make niyat. Allah will take the Jamaat out, inshallah. Very, very important. Kenville and Queensbridge, mashallah. Small, small areas, mashallah, making niyat. Allah will accept, inshallah. Mashallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. All our areas, north, south, far north, far south, inshallah. Wherever the brothers are from, let us make niyat. We didn't come with this niyat. We go back with the niyat. We came from Marcus, from Hilal. The takaza, Jamaat needs to come out. Put the fikr. Somebody will get ready, inshallah. Mashallah, Phoenix, mashallah, Redfern. Allah accept, mashallah, Muna Wasim. Mashallah. Keep making niyat, inshallah. And they say the purpose of the Shab Guzari is how we come to take takaza, we go back to fulfill the takaza. Every week we fulfill in takaza as brothers to come on the path of Allah. Every day we have to make effort to meet people, give da'wah. It's our need. Allah will use it as a means of hidayat of others. Keep making niyat, inshallah. Masturat Jamaat also, alhamdulillah, there are a few Masturat Jamaat, foreign Masturat Jamaat coming out, local Masturat Jamaat. Plus our elders say now the holidays are coming. Last year, this time of the year, 67 couples came out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How we can make fikr now, from now for the holidays, how we can take out Jamaat in the path of Allah, Masturat Jamaat, Mahram Masturat Jamaat, fikr of ishtima also. How the women also of Masturat can involve in the fikr. They can also turn to Allah, they can also cry to Allah, they can also ask Allah for the sexual ishtima. Get them involved in our effort also, inshallah. So we can make niyat, inshallah. Masturat Jamaat also, inshallah. And we can make niyat also from the ishtima. From now, it only is under less than 3 months left. We have to make figure for Jamaat from the ishtima. So one is Jamaat now, one is from the ishtima. Maximum of Jamaat to come out. So from now, we make niyat from our areas also, inshallah. How many Jamaat will come out from the ishtima? All the different takazas, 4 months. Starting from 4 months, what today is all the Jamaat, inshallah. Let us make niyat, inshallah. Before and after, inshallah. Who else, inshallah? Little while we'll spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in the whole world, whatever it contains. Dust party will come on our body, in the path of Allah, smoke of Jahannam will be haram, that part of the body. Yaqeen on these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make us come out in the path of Allah. We have to say it again and again, so it comes deep in our heart, the reality of the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will make us come in the path of Allah. We'll understand the importance, every person will go in the path of Allah. Person's need, if he has to pass away today, what is his condition? The taqaza is now for him to go in a part of every one of us. So our iman, our amal, our akhlaq will come to that level which is matlub in Allah, which Allah Ta'ala desires. For that we have to come out as soon as possible. Our time may be end of the year, our time may be later, but now is the time. Pick up for ijtima. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will use us, inshallah. Keep making it, inshallah. Those brothers, mashallah, who have made niyat for 4 months, so let us stand up in our places, inshallah. Come to your left, inshallah. Tafakkur, some will take place, inshallah. We didn't mention our details, inshallah. Some targhib will be given how to make fikr, inshallah. Those who have made niyat 40 days also, different areas also, let us stand up in our places, inshallah. Come on one side. Sit just anyone's details. All those more brothers made near inshallah. Let's stand up, inshallah. Small effort will make inshallah a means of our jamaat getting completed, inshallah. The rest of us, inshallah, let us inshallah sit in our halkas now. Keep all these takas in front of us. Starting from 4 months, 4 months parallel, 4 months foreign, 4 months IPB. Every day in our masjid, our elders say, every day we have to sit and make figure who's gonna go 4 months. Not only youngsters, not only matriculants. Every person who hasn't spent 4 months the area is a potential for 4 months. Every day we have to sit and worry about it. The first takaza has to be 4 months. Every day now, mashura. And these now, ijtima time now, making fikr, 40-day jamaats, 3-day jamaats. We got the weekend after Qurbani is a long weekend. How we can make fikr? Use that weekend means of taking out maximum jamaat to cover the whole of KwaZulu Natal. Let us sit now, halka inshallah, with all this fikr, inshallah, keeping the fikr of ijtima in front, inshallah. And a lot of dua, inshallah, a lot of sadaqah, inshallah. Get our mastura at home also to make dua. To be from now to start to make niyat, to fast at the time of the ijtima. All these amal, inshallah, will culminate, inshallah, in Allah Ta'ala accepting the ijtima as a means of hidayat, inshallah. We all will shine, inshallah. Inshallah, we should all sit in our halkas now. Quarter past will be adhan, inshallah. We should keep the sanctity of the masjid in mind. Let us not make noise, talk loudly, inshallah. And after finish of sitting our halka, inshallah, those who need to get farig, inshallah, very quietly, with a lot of respect, inshallah, we get farig and come to ourselves, inshallah. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihashadu alayhi. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون.